Well, good morning, my friends. It is December the 12th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Let's just continue in the wonder of it all this Advent season. Today's entry is entitled this, Synchronized Heartbeats. And our scripture comes from Luke chapter 1. I'll be reading the second part of verse 46, 46b through 48. Hear these words. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Consider this. Before I ever stepped into ministry as a profession, I was a disc jockey at a radio station in a little East Texas town that I grew up in. For almost 10 years, I spun records and played the best of the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. I loved being a DJ. In fact, one of my favorite segments was called this. I did it every Friday morning. Did you know? Each week, I would scour the various news wires and magazines in search of interesting statistics, world records, scientific facts, and random pieces of trivia. And I would carry that as a news segment for listeners. And you know, it's funny to me now when I look back, the things that have spilled over from my radio life into my preaching life. You know, I've been out of radio for more than 25 years now, but to this day, I still save stories that I find really interesting. Look, in a preacher's world, Sunday is always coming. And a good sermon illustration is always handy to have on hand. So when I read Mary's famous song, known as the Magnificat, I can't help but recall a study that I came across in my reading recently. Curious researchers at a university in Sweden wanted to know what happened to the heart rates of high school choir members when they joined their voices and they sang together in song. Using pulse monitors attached to all the members' ears, the researchers monitored changes found in their heartbeats as they navigated through a choral piece of music. And what they found actually surprised them. In a very short period of time, the different singers in the choir didn't just unify their voices, but the study showed this, quote, their pulse rates also synchronized their hearts beating together in relationship to their breaths, end quote. How cool is that? Quite literally, not only were they singing together and alongside one another, their own hearts were beating in unison as well. I truly believe that there is something beautiful that happens when we sing together. Even more beautiful is when our hearts are in sync with God's heart. You know, in Mary's song, I like to think that this was the case as she sang before the Lord. Not only was she singing with her voice, but I wonder if her heartbeat synced in perfect rhythm to the very one inside her womb, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Today, let's look at the first few verses of Mary's song to the Lord. Mary sang, my soul magnifies the Lord. You know, to magnify something doesn't actually make the object bigger. It simply helps us see the object for what it truly is. How easy would it have been for Mary to magnify the fear, the uncertainty, or all the questions that stood ahead of her? But she didn't. She chose to magnify the Lord for who he is and what he was doing in her midst. Mary magnified the Lord. But she didn't stop there. Mary also rejoiced. Mary sang, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Here in this moment, her joy was not rooted in her status or her position, but it was rooted in God, her Heavenly Father. Look, joy based on circumstances, status, or position, it can easily fluctuate and change. But joy that is rooted in the unchanging love of God, that, my friend, is a joy that withstands. And from there, she declared the following, "For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." You know, the beauty in this stanza is found right here. Mary had an exalted view of God, not in herself. And that is humility. God can and will always work with hearts that are humble. God specializes in using ordinary people whose limitations make them ideal showcases for his greatness and glory. Hear it again. Mary magnified, she rejoiced, and she showed incredible humility. My friends, that is a song that we can and should all join in on. Let's pray. Eternal God, today we magnify your name and we rejoice in your abundant love and your provision found within our lives. So may your presence fill our hearts with joy and guide us in all we say and do. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, here are your questions for today. Ponder these. Mary magnified, rejoiced, and recognized the greatness of God in comparison to who and whose she was. So the question is this, where does this encourage you today? Sit with that, and then ask yourself this, where does this challenge you today? Oh, I just love synchronized heartbeats. My friends, I pray this has met you where you are. I can't wait for more tomorrow. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.